I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Maybe this has happened to you. Maybe something similar. To a woman in Denver, Mandy Shepherd, was leaving work the other day at about 5 o'clock on Sunday. She comes walking out to her car, and she notices there's a scratch on her back bumper. She's standing around looking at it like, what? Somebody scratched my car. Are you kidding me? So she gets in the car to make her way home and then realizes there's an envelope wrapped in a plastic bag stuck on the car's left side mirror. So she pulls over and there's a note inside the plastic bag wrapped up on the passenger side mirror. And so she pulls it out. She says, I started laughing so hard. Somebody took the time to leave me a note. And it wasn't just a note, said, hey, I am very sorry. I am very truly sorry. I am such a dumbass. Please forgive me. Sorry for the scratch, man. Shepherd said there was the note, two $20 bills, and half a joint.
Where did this happen in Bellingham?
No, this is Denver.
Oh, okay.
They got Denver. The pot, too.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not a smoker. I'm a runner. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but she said that might be the Colorado way of saying I'm sorry. So there's a note, $40, and a half a joint for somebody that scratched her car.
I think you got to leave at least a full joint on that.
You think so?
But the reason it was a half a joint is that probably ties into the reason the car got scratched.
Yeah, that might be part of it.
Yeah.
But if anybody left anything other than insurance contact information on your windshield when they bumped into your car, we want to hear about it.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that.
Brad and John at KISM.com.
They left you a
anything cake, other than insurance information.
A cake. Here's a six-pack of beer.
Here's a gift card to Red Robin.
Yeah.
Whatever.
360-733-5476. Well, a woman in Australia was running late for a court date, and this was a court date to address some drug trafficking allegations, and she knew she could not be late for this court date, but she was running late. And she can't drive. Not allowed to. So, we give her credit for at least not doing that, not driving a car. But she found a driver. And then she said, listen, we gotta hustle. I'm already running late for this thing. So somehow, in short order, I don't know how she got this done, as she knew she was running late, she found some phony police lights and strapped those on the car. And they sped off through town with the phony police lights going. Oh, and she also had a samurai sword protruding from the trunk of the vehicle of the car she was in the passenger seat of. And that caught the attention of the police. So they pulled her over with the samurai sword hanging out and the phony lights. And she was in trouble for that and ended up pleading guilty to 5 counts of drug trafficking. She's looking at 10 years in jail.
And there's a bizarre APB out in Kentucky for a gunman. A gunman walked into Rally's restaurant in Henderson, Kentucky, just before 7 a.m. on Monday. The robber, armed with a handgun, made off, John, with over $500 from the diner, which was closed at the time and only staffed by a manager who was not injured during the robbery. The Henderson Police Department have put out the APB and a picture, or at least an artist's rendition, of who they're looking for. A white man dressed as a Coca-Cola bottle. He is in a Coca-Cola costume. They say it may have been some kind of Halloween costume, and they added that investigators are attempting to access surveillance footage from around that maybe caught the suspect getting into the costume before going in and robbing the store. But they went in there and robbed the store, and anybody with the information can call the local Crime Stoppers. We're looking for a 6-foot-tall Coca-Cola bottle. And judging by, going in robbing a restaurant, there was probably some rum with that Coke, too.
I can't believe it's news.